allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the table in the City Council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Next item is approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Questions? Roll call. We had six, we had seven.
Seven, third.
Third, okay. And it has passed. Next item, approval of the claims.
Motion to approve the claims.
Motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions, comments? Roll call. And the claims have been approved. Next item is the action on manager change amendment application of Lane Visa for the Eagles Club. And Lane is in attendance. Lane, if you want to come up and explain why there's a change. Just make sure you state your name and your address for the record, if you would, Lane, please.
My name is Lane Visa, 119 Sherman Street, Wayne, Nebraska. And I am here today with an application of to be the bar manager, which requires a state liquor license. I'm a new trustee. Chad Heppner stepped down, so now it's my turn to take on those responsibilities.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Lane?
Move for approval on the action on manager change amendment application of Lane Beza for the Eagles Club.
Second.
Motion is second. Any questions? Comments? Roll call.
You tell me when to publish it?
Yep, stop.
Hey-o.
And it has been approved. Good luck, Lane.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Next item is Resolution 2025-39, approving interlocal agreement to share law enforcement resources between the City of Wayne and the Wayne Community School Board of Education 90-0017. Wes, you want to start it off,
yeah,
or you want
sure can.
Marlon?
Either is fine. It's the same. The school had requested additional hours. We didn't feel like we could give them additional hours, so the base rate has changed just with inflation and cost of living and that type of thing. So went up from $44 an hour to $48.52.
Go ahead.
No, but that's
right. So this is going to be the third year, is that correct?
Yes.
So the first year was how many hours, Marlon?
I think they started at 18.
18, and then it went to, is it 22, I believe?
21.
What were they asking this year?
They were almost to the point of asking for full time, and I can't cover the number of officers I have.
Okay.
Speaking of the nature of the relationship, it's great. It's been an incredibly positive thing at both schools. And there is, he's busier than I would have ever guessed. And I think the presence of a law enforcement officer at the school is incredibly important and should be maintained.
And really, we'd love to give more hours.
Yeah.
It's just, unless we find maybe some type of a grant opportunity, or the school would find an opportunity for a grant. So, but
even the presence of him on a part-time basis has been incredibly positive.
I'll introduce Resolution 2025-39 and move for approval.
Second.
Motion is second. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Stop.
And a resolution is passed. Item number seven, action on change order number one in the amount of $6,440 to Gary Construction and Ready Mix Company Incorporated for the Wayne 7th Street Trail Project. Roger Protsman should be on Zoom. Can you hear me, Roger?
I can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
So tell us where we're at here, progress. I know we've seen some dirt work and some equipment. How are we doing on the timeline?
Yeah, so the timeline, the goal right now is to be, basically have all the paving and
beating and be out of the way of the school by August 19th, or actually a little bit sooner, to be out of the way at a
starting a school.
So they're, we've started paving on the west end. They're now going to jump over and start paving on the east end so we can get those things done and out of the way. And then they're continuing to, as in between, Mike K is installing the storm sewer pipe, and as he goes along, he's working on that. That's kind of the big thing that has to be done before the middle section between Milo and Oz, before any sidewalk can be done there. The storm sewer work has to be completed. So that's also kind of a critical path item. So during, as he started laying the storm sewer pipe, the change order, the vast majority of this change order is due to the fact we knew there was a water service there, but nobody knew the exact depth. It was a little bit below the pipe, where the pipe was going to be, but there was just not enough clearance that we felt like frost and freezing, like if cold air gets inside the storm sewer and frost starts to penetrate down from there, that the water line for the course could potentially be impacted. So we relocated the water line to come off of the water line that feeds the subdivision western bridge there. So that's the vast majority of the change order. There is a $740 for, we did discover that at, I believe, Milo, where we connect into the existing storm sewer, that's an arch pipe, and it is a 36-inch arch pipe, and we bid a 30-inch arch pipe, so we needed a pipe that is 6 inches larger. So there's an upcharge just to get the larger pipe there. So that's a change order for $6,440.
Now, Roger, can you hear me? If I, into the microphone?
Yes.
Okay, good. And my concern with, my biggest concern with this was the $740 part of the change order, was how it was designed and how they designed it with their surveyors, if you will. But you're also getting a...
Yeah, we designed it with our surveyors, yes.
Right. That we're getting 6 inch more volume, if you will, through the pipe, I guess is a good thing. But
yes.
Mike, I've expressed this to Roger, saying, well, why wasn't it done that way in the beginning? I know they had the wrong pipe sent to them, because it was 36 sent to you, correct, Roger?
Well, originally, so we did arch pipe, and the manufacturer told us he was going to send us arch pipe, but when it came on site, they actually sent us elliptical pipe in lieu of the arch pipe that we wanted. And they sent us the 30-inch that we specified, but it was elliptical, and it's, keep in mind, these are 30-inch, what we call 30-inch equivalent, so it's not a true 30 inches when it's elliptical. You know, it's more than 30 inches in one direction and less than 30 inches in another direction. Likewise, then when we discovered the actual pipe is, we knew it was arch pipe, we asked for arch pipe, and like I said, we noticed that it's 36 inch and not 30 inch, which was called out on the plans when they bid the project.
I was just saying.
And we did not want to use the elliptical that they sent us because we wanted a better joint connection. And so we had to get some arch pipe sent on site. So you're not paying for the reshipping, you're not paying for the restocking or any of that. All we're asking for is the incremental cost to go from 30-inch to 36-inch. We're not even, you know, like I say, it's the incremental cost. It's not for the whole pipe itself. It's just the incremental cost to go one size larger than what was bid.
And then the other issue I had was it was coming to us so soon. It's like, we just started this project. Well, won't name any names, but we had another project where it all came at the end, or a huge one at the end, and Roger knows that, and so we wanted to get it out in front of us as soon as possible here. So.
Yeah. So my thought was, instead of having a big one at the end, you know, okay, I'll give them to you as they come, and this is what happened this month. So this is, you know, part of what happened this month. So I'm like, I can wait till the end if you want them at the end, or I can give them to you as they come up. And I'm trying to keep you abreast as they happen, but, you know, trying to keep the project going too. I don't want to hold the project up because I know we want to get things done and we don't want to be in the way of the school when school is starting.
No, I think council likes this better. Over communication is better than less. So are you anticipating other change orders? I mean, we have seen a lot of progress there. Have you encountered other things that are, that you have some concern that is going to create some other problems in the future?
Well, I already know, just it came up today, we've got an issue with a manhole. So there's probably going to be a little bit of cost there to adjust this manhole. We had an adjustment bid, but they're using NDOT design standards and bid items, and by NDOT standards, it's what technically it's not an adjustment, it's a reconstruction. So there's going to be a little bit of adjustment there. The other big change that I know that's coming is the city's staff has inquired about adding streetlights to the western portion of this project, where there's not currently any streetlights today. And so we're working through that process right now, trying to get that put together. So those are the two changes I know of right now. And you know, at this point, I don't expect anything else, but when you're digging in the ground, we find things that we don't always know about. So
the western part, we're talking from the Eye Clinic West?
Yeah, basically starting at Milo and going to Pheasant Run.
Okay.
Is kind of where they're looking at putting the lights. There was, when they did the photometric analysis, there is a little gap east of Milo on the south side that they were recommending that another light be added. And so far, I think Clayton was supporting that, but he thought we maybe had one too many lights in Milo, so I asked the designers to re-space those lights, and they're trying to see if they can make the photometrics work with that. They're having trouble. That's why they kind of had the number that they had in there, but we're trying to see what we can do to get it to work. So those are, like I say, those are two changes I know.
Okay, any other questions for Roger? Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the change order number one in the amount of $6,440 to Gary Construction and Ready Mix Company Incorporated for the Wayne 7th Street Trail Project.
Second.
Motion is second. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Done.
And the change order has been approved. Thanks, Roger. I think we need you on the next one, too. Next item is the action on contractor's application for payment number one in the amount of $132,909.23 to Garing Construction Ready Mix Company Incorporated for the Wayne 7th Street Trail Project. Roger, go ahead.
Yep. Okay, so this represents a majority of the grading was done. The cutoff date for this was June 23rd for this pay application, so that was a cutoff date. At that point in time, basically most of the rough grading had been done. They've kind of been fine tuning it a little bit here this week, but, and then there was, again, the storm sewer materials that had got shipped down here, and then we went through those. So this is the, there's a invoice for the stored materials, is what we call it, for materials that are on site, basically, that are not installed. So it's kind of about 50-50, if you will, between those two things. So the net, the sum total is $139,904.45. We're $7,000 almost of retainage. The net payment is $132,909.23.
So Roger, I have a question when it comes to the...
would recommend improvement.
When it comes to grading, so when we have the the rain that we've had these last couple weeks, and I know they've had to touch some places up where it has washed out.
Yes.
When a company bids a project like this, do they bid accordingly, knowing that there could be rain events that could change some time that it takes for the grading that it would take to get it poured with a proper base?
Yeah, or that we got to redo part of it. Yeah,
right.
They do. And they do. And you know, when a project this small, they, you know, we don't expect charges for doing rework. And I did make them do a little bit of retesting on subgrade preparation. CTS is our testing company that's doing on-site testing. So that's done. You know, I suppose if you have a much larger project, Jason, with much larger grading, like if you're doing a highway there, sure, there could be some more complications, but on something simpler like this, yeah, that's just kind of part and parcel of the business, and yeah, it's a little bit of contractors, and they are very brave souls, in my opinion, for the work they do, because they take a risk, you know, that's part of it, so.
Okay, any questions for Roger on this item?
I'll move to approve the action on contractor's application for payment number one in the amount of $132,909.23 to Gearing Construction and Ready Mix Company for the Wayne 7th Street Trail Project.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? Roll call. And the payment has been approved. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Next item is action on application and certificate of payment number 10 in the amount of $87,326 to Audi Construction Company, LLC for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project. And I believe
Bob
online.
Bob's online. Keith is here to talk a little bit about this. Don't believe we're going to move forward with an actual vote on a pay app. They're going to give you an update and going to maybe finish some things up down there before we bring a pay app in front of you. So, but they can talk about that. So, Bob, you want to kick it off? Here, there you go.
If you can hear me, I'll go ahead and go first.
Yes, we can.
I had some consultation with both Keith and Wes this morning. In regards to the payment application, I was last on site on June 17th and did an observation report. At that time, I knew we had everything on site that we needed on site to complete the job, but just the louvers hadn't been installed yet. My understanding is that is complete. We have some bollards that still need to be installed. And then we have some items with the infrared radiant heat that still need to be resolved. So, with some of the unresolved, I wasn't comfortable with it asking for 100% and us not having done the punch list yet with putting this forth to the city council. So I talked to both Keith and Wes, and we decided, let's hold off. We've got our punch list scheduled for next Monday, the 14th, at 3 o'clock. So once we have a chance to document the conditions and review the final kind of closeout or 100% of this project, then we will come back. But most of what Audi was submitting for with this is a reduction in retainage. Currently, you're still holding 10% of the total contract value in retainage.
this payment application would have asked for half of that, leaving roughly 60-some thousand in retainage. I'd like to get the punch list done first before we proceed with that. So, in general, everything else, the interior painting, the building is up, it's enclosed. We have a couple items I saw on some doors that missing some glass as of my last trip. So, getting the punch list done will put me in a position then when I can report to you on the next payment application that, yes, this is 100% done, and barring any punch list items, which is what I like to have in place prior to.
Okay. Keith, anything to add?
No. Bob sums it up nicely.
And complete with both punch list and the project before we release final payment. And this wasn't final payment, but
cut out. Okay. All right. Keith.
I have nothing else to add. I mean, Bob summed it up. Keith with Keith Mogiati Construction Company, 521 Centennial Road. Yeah. And the discussions we had this morning with each other are fine. Just thought it would be simpler to just wait.
Hold off for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or if it's a month. So.
Okay. Update on the cut in-floor heat line, any progress on that?
We've located them, okay. We have them patched. We went to start filling it up, and one of the lines next to one of them that we patched appears to have a leak, which was not detected when we put air on it, which typically is not normal. Normally an air leak will show up sooner than a water leak. And so we need to get in there and cut out a little bit more concrete and get that one fixed.
Okay.
And that should take place this week.
Okay.
So.
Do you have concerns about finding any other areas that are compromised?
I would be lying if I said no.
Oh, okay. Those are my issues that others will pop up.
I was 100% confident that we got them all the first time, and then they told me that they were filling it up and they had a glycol leak that came right next to it. So it's kind of like of the three leaks that we knew about, two of them were a saw cut, but a third one was a hole in the piping itself on the underside. So I don't know what caused that. So. So it's a combination of saw cutting, and it's a combination of maybe a faulty hose coming from the factory. I don't know. So all I know is I got to get them corrected and remedied and going forward.
And this may be more of a Bob question on, so if saw cuts happen other places that aren't surfacing yet, and we have a leak in 2 or 3 years or so, what type of warranties on that, Bob? Is it just a 1 year parts and labor, or?
I'll just address that right
okay.
now. If there is a leak in 2 years, 5 years, and I'd have to check the warranty on the piping, but 7 years or something like that. If there develops a problem because of faulty craftsmanship, Audi Construction is going to stand behind it and get it remedied. Whether that's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, as long as it doesn't extend past the warranty period of the pipe. And I don't know what the warranty period of the
sure,
pipe is.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our intent is never to put a building up and intentfully 5 years down the road have a failure. That's not who Audi Construction is, and that's not what...
My mind just goes to, there's saw cuts all over the building, and if we've got nicks all over and then they surface at a later time, that's my concern.
It's a valid concern,
okay.
Wes.
Okay. Thanks.
Regarding the saw cuts, so I'm sure Lowell was hoping for this pristine pour and all these other things, and now there's going to be visible saw cuts and stuff. How does that work? Do we just eat the fact that it's already banged up in a sense with the...
That's going to be a discussion that takes place next Monday.
Okay.
As to the remedy on that. And I don't, I'm not sure which direction that's gonna be going yet, okay? So, that will be determined between the city of Wayne and Carlson West Bavander Architects as to how they're gonna ask us to proceed.
Gotcha.
So we're just gonna put that on hold?
Yeah, yeah, no actions be taken on it.
No action, okay. All right, thanks Keith, appreciate it.
Thank you. Anything else, Bob?
No, I heard what Keith said and I agree, we're gonna review it next Monday and we'll come back with answers for the city council at our next meeting.
Sounds good. Next item is resolution 2025-40, establishing city of Wayne goals. Wes?
Yeah, so this is something that, actually our auditors love it. We like to put it in with the audit. And we've been doing this for a lot of years. And so it used to be you had one retreat per year and the goals were established. Really, former Mayor Geese started doing the multiple mini retreats per year. And so it makes it a little more difficult for Betty because she's got to compile from multiple meetings. And then we try to get it down as best we can. But in the meantime, we've started working on some of these. And so what you see here is in the bold, things that have actually been checked off the list or we feel have been checked off the list and others that have not yet because you haven't actually set them as your goal for the next year or beyond. We used to do short-term goals and long-term goals. These are all, we kind of coined them as long-term, but some of them are already done. So anyway, this is your chance to look at them and say, you know what, I know we said that, but I didn't mean that. We can take that off the list, or you missed something else, or something else has come to light that we want to pursue now. So we can go through them. And I did send you guys an email today. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that. Sorry for the late notice on that. But to kind of to update you on where we're at with some of them that have not been accomplished yet, which, again, you haven't set them yet. So it's kind of tough to accomplish everything without. So
I'd like to motion to amend resolution number 2024-25 and strike auditorium apartment renovation from the other long-term planning goals so that it is no longer on our list.
Why do you feel that way?
Last time we had talked about it, figures of 100 to 200,000 were being mentioned to renovate this space in the city auditorium as a living area to be a model for private businesses in downtown Wayne to copy or take inspiration from. And I haven't gone up that stairway, but I've heard from several of you who have, it's not desirable. And then the soundproofing that would also be required for events held there, it just, as a taxpayer, it doesn't make sense. I don't think my constituents would agree with it. It just,
can I mention something, Matt, here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't feel that is appropriate at this meeting just because Mayor Broderson, this is something she is really she really would like to see something happen with that. And so unless you say, hey, we don't want to put it on for right now, I think we should probably have her here to express her feelings. If that would be my only thing. And this does not need to be done right now. You could table this and it could come back when she's available, but I just don't want to do it. I don't want that to happen. I mean, you guys do what you want, right? But I would suggest we wait until Jill's here to at least opine on why she would like to keep it on.
I'm not going to disagree with you, both of you.
Yeah, right, right. And I know.
Yeah.
And it's not saying that this is going to happen. Obviously,
right.
It's not bold.
Right, yeah. And I know we kind of just mentioned a little bit before that, you know, there's, if we leave that on there, you know, that's a lot of money taken away from a lot of projects that could benefit a lot of people in the community, as in Prairie Park or, you know, upgrading sidewalk. You know, there's just so many different things that you could do.
We would have to find funding for that someplace. That would not be a, hey, let's hire Audi Construction and go renovate that apartment. But
yeah.
So it would definitely come before you to apply for a grant to go after, you know, downtown housing and this be on the list type thing. So we won't surprise you and have an open house and say, hey, your apartment's open.
Yeah. I agree with Wes. It's like, hey, Jill's gone. Sweet, let's get rid of this.
She would be so mad.
She would be very upset because I know she's been vocal about it. You know, she would like to see it. And I know Jill's love for kind of historic buildings and architecture. Sorry. So yeah.
And if you haven't been up there, I'd gladly take you up there anytime just to show you what it is. And it's incredibly rough.
It's a treat.
I think it would be nice to put something there, but the layout of that is yes. The layout for that is horrible for an apartment.
Correct.
I definitely don't think it's a priority or something that we should put above other projects, but I would feel really crummy about just eliminating it while Jill is not here.
So.
When you say new home for the library, for everything, or obviously I was not here at that time. So.
That was one of mine, or it's one that I had suggested. Library's out of space. So it's new home for the library. I suppose that depends on what you mean by everything. The library itself would probably need to move, or the senior center needs to move, something along those lines. And I think that based on discussions with Heather and from basically the entire library, even if we cleared out the senior center or moved that elsewhere, the senior center space isn't particularly conducive to the library. They wouldn't really gain much out of that. So it'd be move the library, and then honestly, senior center would probably either expand or completely take over the library side or what have you, because they are also cramped. They don't have any room. So I suppose yes, everything would be the answer.
Library everything, not
library not everything. Center. Yes, sorry.
Any other comments on future goals?
Yeah, quick question is if, I'm just wondering if you could double dip, if the library and a new activity center both occupied FNBO, could you apply for both a CCCB FF and a CDBG grant and commingle them for that one building?
Mm-hmm.
You could
combine, yeah, I mean, you can apply for anything, right? Again, CDBG money is federal money that flows through the state, and CCCFF is money that only comes from the state. It's from Ralston Arena, CHI, or whatever it is now, CHI Help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Pinnacle Bank. So that's completely state, so those are definitely different funding group. I don't think you could get a CDBG grant for the library side and a CDBG grant for, I mean, you could try it for the activity center side.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, you know, one for each entity, but...
Yep.
Just trying to think.
Well, we definitely look into that if that was
the
direction you're
going. Yeah, just trying to think of ways to fund this massive project.
So I guess with your email about, you know, if we did attempt a sales tax again, that May of 26 wouldn't be good. What would be the soonest after that then?
So last time we did this, right, was in 24, and I think we... Legally, you can't go in front of the voters. Every 24 months, you can go. And so spring of 24, I believe council, I don't know when you formally put it on the agenda, or you have to approve it by March 1st to get to the county. But we started talking about activity center stuff, I think, in November of 23. And I think everybody would admit that was too late in the game to start talking about it, put together a committee. I even think that if you started right now, I think even though you have a park and rec board that is active, I think it still might be too soon to get all partners involved. I've started partner conversations. So if you miss the spring of 26, you could then obviously do it in the fall of 26. Then there's some strategy on when do you go out for a tax. You know, when is the best time to go out for a tax? You can also do special election. Now that does cost a little more. That I think
would that be like you could do like a mail-in election?
You could, yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you'd have to then backtrack and say what's the best timing here to get something approved. Then is it spring of 27?
Because the lease is up on it in February.
End of February. Yep.
Has anybody else reached out about building or anything like that?
We had one business inquire about it that asked about subletting from FNBO, and FNBO was not interested in that. So they would need to wait until after they're finished with that. So, and it was going to take physical modifications to the building. And it's like, yeah, that might not be the best since we don't know what we're going to do long term with it.
I guess I don't want to be sitting on it for a while if it fails again. It'd be great if it passed. I was on the committee. Obviously would like it to, but if it doesn't, at some point we need to move on.
And if you put the pedal to the metal and say we're doing this in May of 26, we're going to go out for another vote. We've got a lot of work to do ahead of time. But it's also July, whereas we started in November last time. And I already had the conversations with partners, the first conversations with some of the potential partners.
I don't have a problem with keeping the activity center for the FNBO on there, but I've expressed my dislike for having it up there, but I also understand the attraction to having it up there and the way that the building works for it. I would say if it doesn't go, you know, if it goes to a third vote and the voters shoot it down again, that we got to do something else. I mean, I'm not saying I'm opposed to letting it go to vote again. It just, I mean, if we get shot down three times, how many times are we going to keep going to the well trying to get, and then we're sitting on this building.
It's going to be difficult in the economy getting voters to approve another tax increase, no matter what it's for. I think last time it was a lot of lack of education about the school takeover, the activity center.
We heard after the fact a lot of kids, the kids.
Yes, because they thought the kids were going to have to go to the new activity center for their practices rather than staying where they're at. But are there any other funds other than an increase in sales tax to use for this? Because I just going to voters and saying, can we increase your taxes again? You know, with what's going on.
I don't foresee any way to do it other than asking for the extra half cent sales tax that we've, you know, talked about. We've given you this, you know, I can do that again with some of the new council members of who has 2% sales tax around the state, and there's a lot of first class cities that do, and we don't. So, I mean, I can get you all that information again. But yeah, other than having some large foundation come in and cover it, you're not going to get any local person to write a check, I don't think, to cover a $20 million facility, $25 million facility, whatever it might turn out to be.
I mean, when you look at that list, that's probably the largest item that, when you look at the time that council would have to deliberate that, you know, what's best for the future, you know, some of the other stuff to me is a little bit of a, I wouldn't say it's low-hanging fruit, but it's some easier decisions to make. You know, when it comes to infrastructure, you know, we had talked about changing some lead pipe out a certain part of town. You know, it's not a, well, we may do this. It's not an if, it's a when type thing. So there's some of those decisions. Same thing with sidewalks and curb. It's not an if, it's when are we going to take care of that. So, and with the transit, you know, there's some changes with that too. There's some discussion that's going to be had for several of those. And number one, you know, I see the time for those projects. If you look at those projects, the number one or the largest project that would take up the most discussion would be First National Bank Omaha. So.
Pivoting from that, the transit update, I know Diane gave us 3 years before she plans on retiring. With the Fed being in the state it is, not knowing where funding is coming or going, is Olson feeling a study should wait another year to see how things shake out?
Or? So I have not pursued this because of the, well, first of all, Diane said, hey, our budget got kicked back to us on the transit side because we were providing 5 years worth of estimates and hey, we're going to do all these big things And pretty much the state said, no, we're not, you need to redo this. So that got down, I guess, got rejected, if you will. So I don't think it's the right time to go out for a study unless you're if you're willing to pay for a study by yourself, we can do it. My hope was that we could get Olson to do the study, partially paid for by the state through the transit funds or through the feds. But I can pursue that. I just don't know if this is the right time to ask for that type of study.
No, I want to see it stay on there as a long-term goal, but
yep.
Like you highlighted, if it needs to wait a while, it can.
Well, and so much of that is dependent with the state funding to the whole 90-10 and that entire discussion that we had. Like, that's, if that's something that I can kick back, wait until we get that budget figured out or whatever's going on there.
I'd like to think that we'll know more within a year. A lot has changed in the last 6 months with everything. We just don't know what the next year is going to bring. So hopefully things kind of settle down a little bit, and that'll help make some of our decisions a little bit easier as well.
I'd motion to table resolution 2025-40, establishing City of Wayne goals until our next council meeting.
Second.
Is that the right resolution number?
Good with that?
Just the resolution, what resolution number did you?
2025-40.
Okay, I'm sorry. What I'm looking at on the screen is 24-25.
And he changed that.
Okay, all right.
This isn't going to mess anything up if we table this as far as like submitting for an auditor or anything like that.
No. Needs to be done by September, probably.
Just making sure we were on a timeline with that.
And we're going to keep working on the same goals that we have before. I mean, even though you haven't officially set them, you kind of did at other meetings, so yeah, it won't affect us.
And we covered a lot. It's just like several of you have highlighted to respect Jill and let her get her piece in about that one particular item.
Okay, we have motion and second. Any other discussion, questions? Roll call.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
And the resolution has been tabled. Item number 11, resolution 2025-41, approving the plans and specifications for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 4B, which is a concrete project, and authorizing the city clerk to advertise for bids.
This is Jordan.
Jordan Utesh with Olson Associates. I'm just here to answer any questions you may have about the approving the plans and specs for the roundabout paving and the parks and rec paving. So what I passed around was the updated estimate from Friday. Kind of had a crazy week last week, so I made a couple clerical errors. Just got back from my honeymoon, so it was a lot of sorts. Yeah, thanks.
No acceptance.
No excuse.
Congratulations. Thank you. So based off what was in the packet, a couple things got shifted around, some quantities that we adjusted. More so for the alternate. That way it was a smoother transition if you guys decide to move forward with doing the paving around the roundabout. So some stuff's adjusted from the parks and rec and got shifted over to the paving. And then just updated a couple earther quantities and mobilization quantities. So that's where you see the increase on the roundabout paving and the decrease on the parks and rec paving based off what you guys received in the packet. But I think overall, it's $226,000 roughly is what our estimate is for the parks and rec paving, and $173,000 for the roundabout if you don't decide to move forward with the paving of the full roundabout. But if you do decide to move forward with the full paving of the roundabout, it'll be about $284,000, and I think that's down about $13,000 from what I previously sent. So if you guys do decide to move forward with the full paving, or if you don't decide to move forward with the full paving, what the plans are that we designed was for full paving. So if you guys decide to not move forward with paving and you shelve it and come back in 3 or 4 years and have the money and want to pave it, you guys are gonna have the plans in front of you, so you don't need to come to us to redesign it or anything. The specs will be standard City of Wayne specs. The front end docks, we're still working on those and updating the funding for that. And the sign plans will be all ready to go for the tents to be out for advertisement. So if you have any other questions, feel free to.
I got a couple for you, but.
No, I was gonna ask you, it's like, okay, what did we have budgeted?
Zero.
Okay.
So we, so where would funding for this come from? So this is, if you remember, phase four of Prairie Park was split into phase A, or four A, four B, four C. Four A is what's happening right now, and that's, Whaler's got the contract for the drainage ditch. That is being paid for by street funds, STP funds, or the old STP funds, street funds. Phase four B, that's what this is. This would be paid for by RCRP. Oh, and I shouldn't have said those. It's the rural RC, rural community, it's state recovery funds. Yeah, do you know, Luke? Something like that. That's the $1.37 million grant we received. And so that's where this would come from. And then phase four C would be the ballpark part that they're still working on.
Yep.
And really whatever we have left from not spending with this would then go towards the ballpark and see how much we could get done with ballpark improvements or new ballparks, or the new ball fields.
So this is for paving by the new building?
Yep.
And just the north roundabout?
So, correct. Yep. So here's your here's, if you can see the new Park and Rec building, it would pave, if you can, it's hard to see.
20 feet to the north.
All of this would be paved, whatever is it.
Yep.
It would have a sidewalk around the building with a curb along there. This area's already been paved by the city, and then it would pave a curb around for landscaping. Landscaping to be done by us, not a contractor. But it's a lot of paving. And then on the roundabout side, it would be this north roundabout, and it would be curbing. What we're proposing, we didn't want to pave just that section, so we wanted to curb the entire thing. It'd make traffic flow much better. They kind of forcing traffic to use a roundabout like they're supposed to be used. Couple of the questions we had on this one was, they've got grass planned for the islands. We would probably ask them to say, just leave it 7 inches graded and we could concrete it ourselves later, or we could do something else. We don't have irrigation to those islands, so I don't know what you're gonna get. The center island is grass now. We'd likely leave that grass with a tree already planted. You have a lot in for rock removal and replacement.
Yeah.
What are you gonna remove?
So what's current, the rock is currently out there, so we are reshaping the roundabout to meet MDOT standards, so it's going to be, actually it's a little smaller, but the radiuses are a little larger, so the center circle is a little smaller, but the drive lane radiuses are a little wider, so it's going to help with any campers or anything that...
You're not planning to take the rock off and put it back on?
So we're going to be just pulling it back up because they're going to end up probably peeling 50% of it off anyways to install the curb and gutter. So instead of trying to hassle with them giving a change order, you know, we pulled up 80 square yards versus 160 square yards. We just have them pulling all that rock up. That way they're able to manipulate the grades on to the southwest, or the south side and the east side. So we're bringing those up since those radiuses got a little wider. So we're just pulling all that rock up, and it'll all be reused, whether it's reused in the base for the Parks and Rec building rock area, or if it'll be used as the base in the roundabout area. So it's not going to waste, it's just going to get reused as a base.
So the actual surface of the roundabout is going to be paved as well, correct? It's going to be rock?
Be rock.
It's going to be concrete curbs.
It would be this if you pave it, this if you don't.
Yep. Do you want to spend another $100,000 to pave $110,000?
Yep.
We don't think we want to do that.
I think originally with with all the parking lots and stuff, I was an advocate for the curbing, even if it was gonna be gravel in there. Just to keep people where they need to be as far as parking and stuff. I don't really think that it needs to be, you know, pavement. I think the curbs, you know, are still, what, the hope is as far as the curb function is gonna accomplish what we want, whether it's paved or it's just the gravel. Also, it'll match what you're going into in regard to gravel and those types of things, but that's just my opinion based on, I'm happy we're looking at curb for the roundabout.
Are you asking to take that out, the alternate completely out, or do you still want them to bid that?
I just don't think we need it paved.
I don't know if it ma, I mean, do you get better bids if?
It's, honestly, it's really not gonna affect anything. I guess our thought process was, we wanted to do some value engineering and design it for full pavement and put it in the plans, so that way you don't need to come back to us in the future and ask, hey, we wanna pave this now, can you redesign this? Well, it's already designed, you don't need to come back to us, you can go straight to a contractor. And then this way, if you do go out for bid, you're gonna go in the back of your head, it's $150,000 or $75,000. And then 3 years, 4 years, 20 years down the road, at least you have a number you can go back to. And it's no harm, no foul if you guys don't want to do it.
And keeping it in the bidding process, I think, is good, because concrete work has been coming real under every bid that a consultant's brought before us.
Yeah.
And consultants I've talked to in other counties too, so we might just be surprised what
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt.
I was just gonna say, if something magically comes in, 120,000 under.
I just didn't want it to be a thing where there's no way you guys are ever gonna approve that thing to be concrete, and we still have the contractor work through things. And.
But any savings on that concrete can go to other things.
Yeah, it'll directly go to 4C.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Can I ask staff, did you see anything else? We talked a little bit about it. Weren't those the big things, the grass? We didn't want it grassed. And
yeah, the island, I think we can pour, so we can just get it down, like we said, 6 inches. I don't think it's going to take much to pour those
on. Do that ourselves. So I don't know what that removes.
Just some seeding costs, some extra earthwork costs.
They're still going to be seeding.
There'd be, once you're adding a curb, then you're adding 6 inches in that area. So
yep.
Whatever that volume would be is what you would see a reduction in.
But regardless, it gets bid out with this and then the change orders.
Correct.
Removal.
Yep.
Sure.
Comes back at the end.
If you're going to remove everything, are you planning on removing the tree out of the center?
We're
trying to work around one tree.
Well, we can just remove and replace that if we need to. I mean, I think based off where it's at, it's close to being in the center. So, I mean, we can have that discussion if you want it to be right in the center. I think it's like 3 feet off center. So if we want to move it to the center, we can certainly do that. But
or we move it someplace else and bring a different tree and whatever. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We can do that. If it's gone.
Yeah, and I guess in the center, I didn't pay attention to that one's still in good shape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's doing well.
Their tree's being moved.
It's cottonwood, but
it's going to be a big tree.
It would be a big tree. But those are my staff.
Any other questions?
I introduce resolution 2025-41 and
motion second. Any other questions or any discussion? Roll call. And resolution passed.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
Item number 12, action to change the Monday, September 1st council meeting date, which is Labor Day, to Tuesday, September 2nd.
Could I ask on this one that we somehow include language that would make this a permanent change, because it's going that when a council meeting would fall on Labor Day, it would automatically move. That way it doesn't, we don't have to
Because right now, the code, yeah, says it can either be the Friday before or the Tuesday or Wednesday after.
Yeah, so we can, could we specify that Labor Day in particular automatically becomes?
Well, that would be like Labor Day.
Yeah, you'd have to amend the ordinance to do that, to say that it has to be that. I think the reason they put the other one is just in case somebody was gone or you didn't have a quorum. Same thing could be done then for Memorial Day, too.
But I thought this through, Memorial Day would never be the first or the third Monday.
Right, it would be the fourth.
It would always be the last Monday. And then, same thing with Christmas. And so really, I think, as far as I can tell, the only holiday that this would affect our change is Labor Day. So if we could somehow specify this, so it wouldn't be something the council would have to redo every year.
But it probably wouldn't be every year, though.
It won't be every year.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, you know, once every third or every fourth, and.
Not worth the effort.
I think you're adding extra work versus, you know, whenever this comes up.
It would come up, yeah.
Easy change and move on, so.
It gives you, I guess it kind of gives you the flexibility that if that Tuesday didn't work for some reason, you could do it on the Wednesday, or you could do it the Friday prior to.
Or on Labor Day if we absolutely have to.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll introduce the, or I'll move to approve the action to change the Monday, September 1st, 2025, council meeting day to Tuesday, September 22nd, 2025.
I'll second.
Motion and second, any other discussion?
Brief pause, he said 20 seconds.
20 seconds, second.
What?
You said.
I meant second, excuse me.
I'll three second.
So we have a amended motion and an amended second. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Stop.
And the date has changed. Item number 13, action to appoint Molly Young to the library board.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Molly to the library board.
Sorry.
Motion is.
Oh.
And the second, any discussion? Roll call.
I will abstain.
Okay.
Stop.
So motion carried with Councilman Speaker abstaining. Item number 14, action to appoint Councilmember Speaker to the Public Art Committee.
I'll make a motion to approve Councilmember Speaker to the Public Arts Committee.
Second. Motion and second. Any objections?
This is a reappointment, he did this a long time.
The very first time we did it. We did it on Zoom, it was very difficult.
I think I need one more. Okay, stop.
And the action carries. We are adjourned.
Public art, that's fun.
I think the sculpture of this year.
I agree, the one in front of the library.